Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today. Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Michelle Berquist, your host only for today. I am stepping in, but I am normally your host of Women Leading the Way, but we are celebrating one of our new radio show hosts today, so I am delighted to introduce not only our new host, but she is one amazing woman. We are starting a new show now called Women Igniting Success, and today we're going to be talking about getting fired up. So I am delighted that to share with you our leading lady today is Snowden McFall. She's the president of Fired Up Professional Speaking. She is a multiple book author and just amazing woman. So Snowden, say hello to all of our listeners, and I can't wait to talk to you.
Oh, I am thrilled to be here, Michelle, and welcome everybody. I'm so excited that you're joining us.
Well, I'm excited because we're starting a new show called Women Igniting Success, which is your show. This is kind of your vision under the Women Lead Radio umbrella. And I, you know, just want our listeners to know a couple of really important things about you. I mean, I can say how wonderful you are, which you are. You know, you're part of our community. You have like, what, 7 books, I think, or 6? You got one new one coming out.
Right. There are 6 published ones, and then my 7th is coming out hopefully within the year. Yes.
Holy cow, and you have a TV show that is Ignite Success for Women, so that's going to be great as a tie-in to this radio show, and we can definitely subscribe to your YouTube channel, but, you know, do you mind sharing just a couple of fun facts about you with our listeners? And I know how awesome you are, but why don't you let them know a few reasons why you're so awesome beyond the books and the speaking and the TV show?
Well, thank you very much. That's very kind of you, Michelle. I think part of it is I have a deep passion and commitment to women and have for a long time. I think you know that I was National Women Business Advocate of the Year by the Small Business Administration years ago for starting a nonprofit in New England. We had the first statewide women's conference in the state of New Hampshire. We had 250 women, and I've always been passionate about women entrepreneurship and women empowerment, and partly because of my background. I grew up in a violent alcoholic family and had low self-esteem for a long time. In my early 20s, was aware that I really needed to work on myself and started doing a lot of therapy, getting a lot of help, and took a lot of personal growth seminars. And then towards the end of the decade, started my own business, had an ad agency, and then was running this nonprofit and was doing a lot of different kinds of speaking. So I've worked with people of all walks of life. I work with a lot of corporations now as a professional speaker. And, you know, they range anywhere from Allstate to PepsiCo to First Citizens Bank, and love working with people. I also do a lot of coaching of women one-on-one, and I really love that. Particularly right now, what I'm most excited about is that I empower overwhelmed women to take control of their lives and reclaim their joy.
I love that. And, you know, I got 20,000 questions, which is going to be good. But, you know, with you, and I know you've got your 6 other books, but let's choose one, because I do know getting fired up, you know, so many of us, I mean, I was laughing because I thought maybe one of the things you would say as a woman is like, well, I'm an expert, I'm a woman, because, hello, I'm a woman, right? But that's what we can say as women. And I'm dying to know where, because I think, well, what, 100% of us are on overwhelm? I swear to God, you might as well, you know, plop that on my head, because that's me every day. It's like, what do you, I mean, how did you come up with this book idea, and where did, quote, you know, the overwhelm kind of theme come to you, and just the conversations with women, you just the interaction every day? Why was this something that was such a big book idea for you, if I can ask?
Yes, absolutely. And it came from traveling around the country, speaking and meeting incredible women who were doing everything for everybody and not taking care of themselves. And inevitably, they would burn out and then they would get sick and then they couldn't do anything for anybody. And I was coaching a client yesterday who is a phenomenal woman who's making such a huge difference in the world. But I had to talk to her because she sits on 10 boards of directors and one of her organizations is about to explode. And I said, you've got to resign from some of these. They said, you absolutely have to resign or you will burn out and get sick and then you won't be able to be effective the way you want to be. And it happens over and over and over again. And so I want to put a stop to that. I think women have great gifts to give the world. I really believe women are the future of the world. But we got to first and foremost take care of ourselves. And we got to learn how to say no. I'm so tired of women saying yes all the time because they're afraid somebody won't like them or they're afraid of disappointing somebody. It's much worse to disappoint somebody when you can't follow through because you're sick. So we got a lot to say now.
That is true, back up a minute, because, it's interesting because, I kind of like, I hang in the lady pond as well. And I definitely hear overwhelm, and I step into it, right? And sometimes I have to kind of watch myself because, we all do so much. And then women are juggling family and, work or business or careers or whatever. And it's interesting to me that as many women will say, I need to say no, but then I hear advisors and experts that will say, step into yes and, take the risk and, go find your bliss and all that. How do you find the balance in that? Because to me, that's the overwhelm. It's the saying, like, when to say yes and when to say no. Any thoughts on that? And I know I'm putting you on the spot and I don't mean to, but you're a smarty pants.
I think it's an excellent point, Michelle. I think it's a really excellent point. You say yes to the things that most resonate with your heart and soul. It's real easy. That's what you say yes to. The things that fuel you, the things that fire you up, the things that keep you going, that keep you motivated. Like last week, one of the boards that I sit on is Read USA Inc. And did you know that 2/3 of kids who cannot read by 4th grade end up in jail or on welfare? And that was astonishing to me. So sad. And books were one of my ways out of my life in my childhood. And as an author, I want to see readers. And 2/3 of impoverished kids don't have any books at all in their home. So last week I spent volunteering at book fairs where we give every kid in these Title I schools 3 free brand new books. And they were so excited. And to feel their joy and help them pick out books and see their smiles, that fuels me. That fires me up. I'm going to say yes to that every time, as opposed to sitting on a crusty board of directors that might be just, talking diplomacy and doing various different bylaws and things like that. That does not excite me. So that's how you do it.
I think
it.
That's
you
a great example.
I think that's what you do. And you have to really prioritize. Oh, and there's a great statement. I heard it decades ago from a woman named Barbara Shear. And it's called choose between the best and the best in your life. So you're not choosing You're not choosing between the yucky and the slightly better or the mediocre and the good or the good and the better. You're choosing between the best and the best. What are the best things you can do in your life that bring you joy and nurture you and fulfill you? And you choose between the best and the best, and you narrow it down that way.
I love that. That's awesome. And first of all, you need to have just a touch more energy, to be on the radio. I'm just thinking you just don't have enough energy there, Snowden. So to all of our listeners, you are in for a treat on this one. I'm just saying. Oh my God, you're so funny. And we haven't seen each other in a while, which is what's so funny because I'm excited to kind of launch this show with you. I want to talk a little bit about your show, Women Igniting Success, and share at least with our listeners, let's get them excited. Like, what are some of the things that you're going to talk about that you kind of have an idea for? I mean, I know what the passion is here. I hear it. You kind of talked about what Women Igniting Success is going to be, right? Because you're passionate about women and, the overwhelm and all the different things that you do to help women. what's the motivation for the show? And what's the show going to kind of be talking? What are you going to talk about? Have some thoughts on that you can get us excited about?
Sure. Tomorrow, which is our kickoff, I'm interviewing Teresa Mears, who is past president of National Association of Women Business Owners nationally, and she is now an international ambassador for women. And I had her on my television show. Yeah, I had her on my television show, Ignite Success, which you can catch on my YouTube channel, and as well as ABC in the Florida market. But what's so exciting is she is finding out, we're doing international research to find out globally what women need most and how we can support each other. Because we think we know, but we don't really know until you do the survey, until you get the research. And she's also going to talk about some themes and some progress that we're making. And as much progress as we're making, Michelle, I'm concerned about the backstepping that's happening right now as far as women's rights go. It feels to me like there's unfortunately a movement of pushing back against women, and I don't think we can stand for that. I think we have to continue to make sure our voices are heard, that our rights are protected, and that women continue to stay in the forefront. I was so thrilled to see that in California it's law now that women have to be on boards of directors. That's legislation that I know that Nabo California worked for when I was living in California, and I was so excited to see that.
They're instrumental in that out here. Yep.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, that's critical.
It's almost like Snowden, it's exciting and frustrating all at the same time, because we, you know, you're right.
Yeah.
In California, there was an exciting time to hear that that kind of law was going to come down to make sure there was more diversity on boards with women represented at the boardroom. On the same token, it is a big nut to crack, right? I mean, there are just still so many boards that are filled with, I mean, love you men, but there's white Caucasian men, too much of plenty on boards and not enough women and other diversity, you know, represented on boards. But when you say we're taking a step back, I mean, do you find women are getting fired up about this? I mean, because you are right in there, you know, and you're based in Florida, so I'm curious what kind of things you see. I mean, is there a conversation? I know there is out here about what's going on.
Yeah,
we want to kind of stay out of politics, but we want to see women advance, you know?
Well, and I don't want to get into politics either, but all you have to do, I mean, Florida's not that far from Alabama, so if you pay any attention to the news, you know what's happening there.
It's,
in my opinion, it's very scary. And it just seems as though there is an intention in the part of some of the Washington leadership to suppress women's voices on a wide variety of levels, and I don't think we can afford to do that. Anyway, Teresa Mears is going to address some of those issues tomorrow, and I want to have on other guests of women who are doing groundbreaking things and making things happen. On my TV show this week, I had a young woman who's 15 years old. She's known as Astronaut Starbright, and she is an African-American girl who's advocating for STEM for women. She's been on Oprah. She's been on national events. She's sharing the stage in Elevate US, which is an international conference happening in New York this coming month. She's extraordinary. So, you know, I want to have on various different women and girls and leaders who are making progress for women and showing women how great we can be. And also, I want to be real because, you know, I think the thing is, we're all just doing the best we can. You know, most of us are trying to balance home, family, husbands, children, parents. That's a major issue I see today, the sandwich generation, and that's creating a lot of pressure and overwhelm. Parents who are ill, who are dying, who need care, and you're trying to run between your jobs and your kids and your husband, and where's the time for you at the end of the day? So I want to make sure women are taking great care of themselves, too.
I love that you're going to focus that on your show. In fact, I got to share, I was just back at my youngest nephew's graduation, and one of the conversations that I had with my sister was she was literally giddy, right? The youngest is graduating from high school,
right?
Going to college this fall, got a scholarship, yay, yay, yay. And the first thing she's thinking about, and I was like, God, I mean, I was excited for her, but in my head I said, isn't this sad? Is now she's saying, I'm going to focus on me and self-care. And I went, why is that the message we get as women, that you know, I get it. Kids are important. Kids go first. I don't have children myself. And, you know, not that I'm a selfish person, but I think, my God, I have to remind myself about self-care. And that was how she was thinking. And I went, why didn't you, you know, kind of like do more self-care and think about yourself, you know, outside of this
earlier,
and the kids are growing up too. Women just don't do it. Yeah. Like what suggestions would you have with women to change that?
Well, I think, you know, all you have to do is look at the statistics. I mean, and you see the amount of large percentages of burnout, and 80% of medical visits are due to stress, and women carrying the load on all of this. I mean, it all comes back to one thing. If you as an individual want to make a difference and you want to live the kind of life that you enjoy and that fulfills you and is purpose-driven, first and foremost, you've got to take care of yourself, because if you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of anybody else. And that's the bottom
Absolutely.
Line. It just all comes down to that. And so for me, I use a healthy habits chart, and it's an actual grid, which I'm happy to give out to our listeners, and they can email me it has how long did I meditate and what exercises, and right now I'm trying to work on specific exercises. So I've got like my arms, you know, did I do my arms exercises, and did I do this exercise, and how long did I do plank, and did I do my squats, and all that kind of thing. But it also has in there friend time. Did I spend time with my girlfriends? Because that is so healing and nurturing. And so it has things like that on it. So I make it a daily discipline before I go to bed, is I check off this chart and I check off the things I did. And if there's something I didn't do, I don't beat myself up or give myself guilt. I'm just aware that, oh, maybe I want to work that into tomorrow. So I think we've got to make it top of mind. Yeah, you got to make it top of mind, and you've got to make it a focus, and you've got to make sure that you really are caring for yourself.
No, I love that. And I guess that begs a question for you, you know, always the experts and the, you know, kind of like those that are sharing wise wisdom. Like, when can you share a time, you know, Snowden, where you felt, you know, a little overwhelmed and you kind of worked your way out of it? I mean, what are, not that, I'm sure you don't, because you're so regimented here with all this healthy living and self-care, but has there been a time for you when you did, and what did you do about it? How did you get yourself, because it's that funk and that mindset, you know we need to do it, we know we need to eat better, we know we need to exercise, we know we need to self-care, but it's like sometimes we just don't do it. How did you push through something like that?
Well, and there have been many, many times in my life when I've been hovering on burnout, which is one of the reasons that I started speaking about stress, you know, over 15 years ago. So I deal with it all the time. You know, I think all of us do. The busier you are and the more fulfilling your life is, the tendency is that you can get burnt out because you get so busy doing the things that get you excited. That's what was happening with this client yesterday, my coaching client. But just about 3 weeks ago, it was starting to be crazy in my life. And there was so much happening in the month of May, speaking and traveling and coaching and a number of events and a number of things going on. And so what I did is I canceled everything that I had lined up for Saturday, and I took myself at 9 o'clock in the morning to the beach, because that is the most relieving, stress relieving thing for me, to be by the ocean and just be quiet and read a book and walk on the beach and listen to children playing and listen to the waves. And I spent from 9 to 3 at the beach, and it was wonderful. It was heaven. So everybody needs to figure out what is that thing, that place that you can go to, or that person you can go to, that's going to instantly drop your stress. And that's what it is for me.
Love it.
So it just happened. Yeah, it just happened just recently. And so that's what works for me. That's why I live near the ocean. So.
No, but you know what's so great is that makes it so real. Because, you know, I think we all are told incessantly, you know, by the media, by, you know, experts, we got to. And yet, what I love what you said is, you know, find, for lack of a better phrase, like find your happy place, right? Like for me, it's Disney movies, believe it or not. You know, I mean, they just put me in that place where I go, you know, life ain't so bad. It's like this can make me laugh, cry, sing, leap, dance, whatever it is in a Disney movie, and I feel better. But, you know, we all have kind of our go-to places. I think that's smart what yours is. And I live next to the beach. I might have to go try the beach one of these days, because what am I doing watching a movie? I should get up and walk, right? Ah, darn it. Overwhelmed.
Well,
anyway,
no, well, they both go together. And don't beat up on yourself. That's the other thing, is you don't want to beat up on yourself. So you just try different things. I happen to love Hallmark movies. So Disney fits right in there. I happen to love Hallmark movies. And Hallmark movies, you know, you mention it's kind of like a dirty little secret, but then you mention it around other women, go, oh, me too. Because there's no violence.
We just don't tell people. Yeah, exactly.
There's no violence. And I love to read. And not only do I read self-help business books, but I also read romantic contemporary fiction of women who are doing things in their lives, and then things happen, and then there's usually a positive outcome. So, you know what it is, and reading reduces your stress by 43%, so it's awesome. So know what works for you. That's the first thing, is figure out what works for you.
Well, I got to say, we're excited to welcome you as one of our new leading ladies and, you know, and hosts with Women Lead Radio. Tell me, again, I want to do a little bit more time on you and your background. We only got a few minutes left, but the outcome of this show, like, you know, for Women Igniting Success, what do you hope is, you know, kind of the message, or what gets through to women? It's like, I know getting through overwhelm, how to push through it is good, but what else? I mean, what's the bigger esoteric, you know, kind of like goal with your radio show and the theme of women igniting success? What comes out of that, as you hope?
Well, I really believe, I mean, you know, my best-selling book, Fired Up, which has sold over 65,000 copies worldwide and still selling. I really believe that there's a fire that's inside of each person, and it gets ignited when they do what they love and they share that passion with the world. It automatically lifts other people. It's contagious. So my goal is to ignite success in every single person who listens, and to help them reflect more about what's important to them, what fires them up, and how they can get going. If they can use one tip, and I'm all about practical motivation. I mean, that's my hashtag, is practical motivation. If they can take one tip and apply it to their lives and use it right away, that's what I want. I want people to listen, the women who listen to this show, to take one tip and use it and apply it today, tomorrow, next month, next year. And so that's really what I'm all about, is getting fired up, getting in touch with what keeps you fired up, learning how to reignite that fire when you get burnt out, and taking practical action. Because all the theory in the world is great. You and I both know, we've heard speakers, but if you don't put it into action, it doesn't mean anything. It's got to be practical.
I love that. Practical motivation. Pretty cool. Mm-hmm. You know, I know you've got so much going on, but give us a little more sense of you and your future. Like, what are you... You know, what's the future look like for you? International speaker, it's like number one. I know you're a bestseller all over the place, but what are you ideally looking to do over the next few years just for your business and profession?
Well, you know, I've been a corporate speaker for the last 25 years, and certainly I'll continue to speak to corporations and to small businesses around stress, employee engagement, and productivity. But I do have, you know, I'm a person of faith and a spiritual person, and I do feel an inner push right now to really focus on women. So I'm creating a new website, should be ready in about 2 months, called SnowdenMcFall.com, and it's all about women, and it's going to have resources for women, and it's going to focus on my programs for women, my speaking for women, and my coaching for women, because I particularly not only work with overwhelmed women, but also women in transition. Maybe they're getting back into the workforce after having sent their kids off to college, or maybe they're in the middle of a job that they can't stand, but it's golden handcuffs. So, you know, I am working on that and really shifting more of my focus to women, and just, in fact, working on the logo design for that right now. And I'm excited about that next new step, because it feels like that's the right path for me. I love men, and I work in collaboration with men and want women to embrace and collaborate with men. But I believe women are the future of the planet. Women, in their emotional intelligence, their willingness to cooperate, their willingness to compromise, their willingness to get to yes and find a place of peace on behalf of their children, on behalf of the environment, on behalf of their businesses, I believe women are the future of the planet. So that's where I really want to be putting the lion's share of my energy over the next 5 to 10
Girl,
years.
Girl, I'm yelling, here, here, yay, yay, I love it, yes, yes, all of that. It's like, it is,
yeah.
It is so much women's time. I mean, seriously, Sun, that's amazing. I know you've got your first show tomorrow. I'm excited about that. Any other, you know, thing you want to share about who your future guests are going to be? I mean, what our appetite a little bit? Who are you thinking you're going to invite to the table in a little more detail? And then I will ask you a final closing question that's going to leave us all empowered and motivated.
I have no idea, Michelle.
Woo, that's the first time anyone said that. Are you serious?
No,
I'm joking.
I'm all about being real. I mean, I told you about Teresa Mears and perhaps Taylor Richardson, but I'm not sure yet. I mean, what's so great, and I'm so thankful for my life. I mean, you know, there's a lot of ups and downs and a lot of mistakes that I make, like we all do. And there have been mm-hmm. certainly plenty of tragedies and traumas. But one of the things I'm so grateful for is that I get to meet fascinating women all over the world on a fairly regular basis, and I'm so grateful for that. So I can't tell you right now who's going to fire me up in August yet, because I just don't know, but I will know in July. So, but I can tell you that there'll
be
role models.
No, that's the best answer. That's the best answer I've ever heard. It's like, you know, I really don't know yet, but I mean, authenticity, girl, that trumps everything. You had me at I don't know, which I love. So here's my final question. I think you're going to be amazing as a host. We're so excited to welcome
you
aboard the Women Lead TV or Radio family. And I know you have your own TV show, which how do you want people to reach you? I know we've got a link to your website, you know, on the radio show page. But if people want to reach out and talk to you or get fired up or share some of their stories and how you might be able to help them, how do you want to be contacted?
Well, there's two things. One is I would love people to go to my YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/SnowdenMcFall/videos and subscribe, because there they can see my TV show. But they can also see I've got these 6-minute clips called Keep Your Fire Burning, which are quick tips about how to be more productive, more successful, more effective, and how to beat stress. So that I would love. And then they can always email me at snowden@firedupnow.com. And I'd love to hear from people, love to get their ideas and input, and visit the website, firedupnow.com.
Well, I know you love hearing from, talking to women, you know, kind of collecting and organizing some of the feedback you get with women, which is why your books are so successful. And I can't wait for your new book to come out on overwhelm. We'll definitely have you back where I will interrogate you again as a radio show guest on your new book, even though you're one of our hosts. I always ask my guests, and today you're my guest, so you're under my hands and my control, which I love, is what's one thing that you can leave us with that I know you can't motivate us, but you can leave us with a touch of inspiration, you know, in all that you do. What's one thing you can leave us with that we will go, oh, that's just the perfect fit to my day, and I can go out and have some practical motivation? What would be one thing, girl? No pressure.
Never forget that who you are inherently, just by being yourself, makes a huge impact on people. And you may never know that impact for years or decades to come. But who you are, the character of your being, the light of your smile, the brightness of your wisdom, touches everybody in ways you can never imagine.
Woo! Okay, I'm inspired. And it's practical, too, which is what you are all about. Snowden, you're going to be amazing. I want to thank you for being our leading lady today. You'll be launching your show tomorrow and thanking your leading lady. To all of our listeners, I want to say thank you. We love your loyalty. You know we've been around. We're international now. So thank you to our international listeners. And we are here every Friday at 2 p.m., every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time or Pacific Time. Today we're doing a new show. So Snowden, thank you again. And as I always like to challenge all of us as women, you know, ask yourself, what are you doing to be supportive of other women? That alone, ladies, will help us move the needle forward. Have a great week.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence. the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.